the dish cloth.
But before you dry them,
what do you call that little piece of cloth that you use to bathe your face?
What do you call that cloth that you use in washing?
And after you bathe, what do you dry yourself off with?
With a towel.
And what do you call that cloth you use for drying?
What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
Did I say it backwards?
All right. Is that what you call the handle?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you call that little piece of cloth that you use to bathe your face?
What happened to your pipes this winter, Claudia?
And after you bathe,
they busted three times.
Well,
the towel had trouble with the towel three times.
What do you turn on at the water?
I mean, when people didn't get
to
travel as much as they do now to do their shopping, they bought things in larger quantities. Did your mother buy her flour in a large quantity?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. What'd you buy it in?
What happened to your pipes?
She always did.
Well, they busted three times the cold weather.
But the molasses come in when you
travel as much as
to
do
mail in large
quantities.
Or did you buy
in larger quantities? Did your mother buy her flour in a
what about lard?
Yes,
lard.
Yes, ma'am. You put lard.
What'd
you
buy it
in? What's your mother in cloth sacks then?
What do you use to help you pour water into a narrow mouth bottle? What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy? I think we better say, what did you use? What kind of bags do they put groceries in?
What do you use to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
Use a funnel.
What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
I think we better say, what did you use?
Use a whip.
What kind of bags do they put groceries in at the grocery store?